This is day one of the first September 2017 7-day retreat in Springwater. Sounds very long. This morning, early morning, walking from my house to the center, raining, so I had an umbrella with me. And listening to the raindrop right on top of my head, but not really wetting. Walking, feeling the humidity. Reaching after the tree line, an open field of goldenrod trees, overcast the sky. It felt like the rain was washing everything out. A freshness with some humidity, but just the body quiet. And when I say quiet, no commenting or wanting not the rain, wanting something else. Felt quiet, like somebody put it a while ago, like everything seemed to be okay as they are. The rain, the walking, the getting a little humid, wet. Not wishing anything to be better, different. A very ordinary, simple, natural. Those are the words that come. Way of being. Feeling the foot going up the hill, slowing down. I'm looking at the building, you know, the green, greenish, you know. What felt a warmth, a joy, some memory came up. Or some small story about the building, the center, for many, many, many years. Many faces that this person have seen coming and going, staying longer years. At that moment, in the sound, it felt like a house of light. A sense of a container. Not the building now. I'm kind of looking farther, but the energy that is kind of invited in this retreat and beyond retreat, as a staff, everyday living, the energy or the invitation, whatever you call it, of what we spoke yesterday. Of just being here, empty-handed. Attentive, watching. Everything fresh, new. Like the baby that Susan described, that doesn't have a preconceived ideas or concept or name or whatever. I am not saying let's be a baby like that precisely, but a childlike. Remembering my grandkids growing up very early, especially very early ages, which conditioning is not so heavy on them. Always amazed me how, you know, throwing a ball against the wall, and trying to catch it back and not catching, and the laughter, and do it again and again and again. And like every time new, fresh. Until out of nowhere, the child was not interested anymore. And then went to the other thing, whatever that was. That calls the attention. So let's look at this mind right now. I can use the phrase, the name, or meditative mind. Just for the lack of another word. Or, coming up, beginner's mind. always here, beginning, starting fresh with whatever is here arising. Here, there, doesn't matter. Because when the mind is anchored here, interested, there is no you and me. There is just what is. Words. Breathing. Walking, eating, walking out, feeling the rain, the wet, the humidity, watching thought, running, wanting to make a scene out of what have been seen or felt, a little story perhaps. And in this field, I will say something of a sense that everything has a place. There is no judgment. At least it's in abeyance. The senses, rightly so, whatever is here, a thought, a pain, a sadness, an anxiety, has its place here, has room to watch it, to feel it fully. Not the words, but the actual shrinking. Even pain in the body. And watching the mind wanting to take off in the story about anxiety, fear, anger, whatever that is. And that way take us out from the direct experience of whatever that is. I don't even put a name to it. Just wonder what is this that I'm calling fear or anger or sadness? Or inadequacy, feeling of inadequacy. Kind of getting so interested that really takes all the energy that is here now in this wandering and kind of stopping and sensing, not knowing what in that moment is going to be revealed or not. And maybe, what I say is possible to see the connection of thought dash emotion, thought dash feelings, how they are intertwined, I don't know if that is a good word, but kind of, one cannot exist without the other. I don't know what comes first. I am not interested in that. That has been clear in my own life, experiencing as most of us have, with all this range of emotion and feelings. But it's not enough just to feel it. To see the connection is to go deeper into what is making this mess. And one example, not mine, but that came about in my days here, or weeks here, maybe months. A friend sharing, you know, we meet here just to look, not as an authority or just to wonder about what is going on and gathering energy together. Energy of listening, looking, interest, curiosity can be powerful. And somebody experiencing anxiety, which we all do, my God, and noticing that the moment that another thing, another interest took over the mind, getting interested in conversation, whatever that is, the anxiety was not there. Literally. It may come back later, but that insight to see how both are connected. I felt all in all my life, that insight gave me some perspective that there is that possibility, that there is a way out. And also, we can experience and see that the mind immediately wanting to engineer a technique doesn't work. Remembering now another story that I heard in one of the group dialogues that took place before retreat here. And this person was relating us that she went to a meeting of peers. Somewhere in Rochester, whatever place that was. And as she came into the room and saw some faces, or one person, I don't remember, that she had experienced before, some negativity, a person that was a troublemaker, and was the image going? And already the mind, you know, with this story, the apprehension to be there, projecting a terrible meeting. I am just putting my own words, so. But she also said that there was an awareness of what was going on. The feeling, the story, and there was a moment that the whole thing shifted. And she also said, I don't know how it happened, but it happened. Well, isn't the beauty really that we cannot manipulate and make things for our own so-called benefit that we don't even know what that is? So the beauty that is completely, I don't know what word to use, but so it is completely trustworthy, this being here, whatever that is. It's not a place either. But the state of the mind is in a state of openness. So, awareness, an intelligence that is out of the brain thinking can really take over. The whole body, even the brain, but it's like a tool, become like the tool, not the master or the authority that knows how to engineer or manipulate. It's just complete shift. Of body function. Just amazing. So it's possible, I would say. Because it's here now, available. Nothing to do. Nothing to be done. Any condition. So in this beginner's kind of mind or being here, what is the old student or the old meditator or the good one that has 20 years, I don't know how many times, are we all beginners, moment to moment? And in this, there is no, you're better than me, or advanced than me. Doesn't exist. Either we are in this openness, it may close down any moment, and it's okay. Nothing has really changed. Only the state of mind has changed, has shifted with clouds of a storyline that are sticky, that are taken for the truth, for what I am. So, but that can be seen, how amazing that is, and how much problem it causes at many levels. So let me say a little bit about dialogues. And the only difference that I see is that the use of language. But if there is the interest, I'm exploring, that's a word that really hit the mark, exploring the possibility to talk, to listen to each other. And staying here, watching when anybody says, some reaction may come. It's okay. You know, feeling the inadequacy, the wanting to be clear if I say something. I don't want to make a fool of myself. But all that is food for the dialogue, if you want to share what is going on in that moment. Or not. We just watch it. And in this listening that is carry on to the dialogue, provide a space, because it's a space, so we can hear ourselves talking, others talking, when they are finished, or maybe we think they are finished, we can ask. If they don't have anything to say, watching the impulse to just say what just came to mind, I know that for myself is a strong thing in me. I get excited a little bit. So, but in this space, in which everything is okay, really. And at the same time, they are seen for what they are. Not in a negative way, bad, wrong, that's where the mind goes. I shouldn't be thinking, or I shouldn't be reacting. But the safety net that this being here provide. We cannot prevent a mind to judge or go into a story, but that's what knows how to do very well. We also can participate in silence. We don't need to say anything. The contribution, if you will, is already here, which is stillness, quiet, listening. So meetings are sustained in this same ground of listening and openness, in which anybody can come or not. You can check us out. If you don't have nothing in mind, it's okay. We can sit listening together, touching each other in this silence, which there is not you and me. And same can be said that Susan mentioned yesterday. You know, as we move through the building, changing one form to another, eating, walking, doing our work, washing the toilet, cleaning, but the base of interest and curiosity, that doesn't change. That's quiet. Makes things transparent. Reflect anything. Like water, you know, the moon is reflected. Just a reflection. The other thing that comes to mind, especially new people, that most of us walk around with eyes down, not looking at each other, you know, face to face, which is okay if we do. But this can be seen as an exploration, as everything we do. How much projection goes when we see somebody with a sad face that we think is sadness, and then the storyline about the person springs for that. And we begin to kind of form these images about most of us. That's the way the mind kind of feel that secure, because now I know what these people is about. You know, guessing and a lot of projection going there. So this is very interesting to watch, but because this is what we do, this mind does in our everyday life. The other thing that I found myself very helpful to keep eyes, not searching for social kind of interaction through the eyes, because it's kind of a break. It takes a lot of energy to kind of look at each other and sometimes wanting some recognition, some acknowledgement. If not, I am not well with that person. Maybe she doesn't want nothing from me. But this is an amazing, rich opportunity to see all that happen. You will never get bored. I don't. I will end the talk here.